Title, No Reason to Blush. Content, asterisk. This post originally appeared as an article in the August 2020 edition of Happy Magazine. Beauty companies face an uptick in alleged false labeling class actions. Whether the actions are justified or vexatious, one thing is certain, they are expensive to defend. By keeping the following labeling-related litigation trends in mind when considering and reviewing product labels and marketing, beauty companies can, hopefully, avoid becoming a litigation target. All Natural claims this most common type of false labeling-related lawsuit targets products that are labeled as containing a natural ingredient or as being all natural. Targeted companies and claims have included an entire baby care products line that had both natural ingredient and organic ingredient label claims, but also allegedly had synthetic ingredients. Mayhew v. KS Direct, LLC, Case No. 7:16CV06981, SDNY. The company settled on a class-wide basis for more than $2.2 million. A pioneer in the area of natural cosmetics whose bath and body products were labeled with the claim Nourish Naturally but allegedly contained phenoxyethanol and/or ethyl hexylglycerin. Gasser v. Kiss My Face LLC, Case No. 3:17CV1675, NDCal. This case settled prior to any class being certified. The apparent driver for this litigation was a letter sent by the Federal Trade Commission to other cosmetics manufacturers who had represented their products were natural when they contained one or both of these ingredients. An entire product line of baby washes, shampoos, conditioners, sprays and creams that were labeled with the claims natural cleansers, safe, natural, fun and naturally perfect but allegedly contained synthetic ingredients such as desyl glucoside, lauryl glucoside, panthenol and sodium benzoate. Suarez v. Ralph, Paco and Roberto Incorporated et al., Case No. 7:17CV09847, SDNY. After nearly 2 years of litigation, the plaintiff voluntarily dismissed the action prior to any class being certified, possibly after obtaining an individual settlement. The attorneys who seem to most often bring these actions also have filed lawsuits against food and beverage companies based on the same or similar label claims. The firms are leveraging their experience litigating against food and beverage to pursue the beauty industry. Beauty companies should bear in mind that on November 8, 2019, H.R. 5017 was introduced in the House of Representatives. This bill would amend the Federal Food, Drug and Cosmetic Act to define natural with a certain set of standards. As currently drafted, the bill's definition of natural identifies a variety of characteristics that the product must have. For instance, it would have to contain at least 70% natural substances and cannot be made using any of seven processes, such as ionizing radiation. There is no present timeline for a vote on the bill, but companies should assume that its adoption will stoke litigation in this category. Claims versus labels. For a few thousand dollars or less, anyone can have a product lab tested to learn whether it contains the ingredients or attributes claimed on the product label. The cases teach a variety of lessons for both labeling and playing class action defense. In Forzesh v. CVS Farm, Inc., Case No. 2:18CV04090, CDCal, the plaintiff purchased a bottle of CVS Sport SPF 100 Plus sunscreen spray, but testing showed that the sunscreen only had an SPF of 29. CVS argued that the plaintiff's claims were preempted, in other words, that the plaintiff sought to impose on CVS a requirement that is different from or in addition to, or that is otherwise not identical with a requirement contained in the FDCA. Ultimately, the court dismissed the lawsuit, finding the consumer did not adequately show that the product he purchased was in fact the one that his counsel tested, and the testing methodology did not appear to comply with FDA regulations. The court gave the consumer an opportunity to amend to show such compliance, but the consumer did not timely file an amended complaint. Sunscreens claiming to be mineral-based are also a target. For instance, in Prescott v. Bayer Healthcare et al., Case No. 5:20CV00102, NDCal, plaintiffs claim that defendants are exposing babies and children to harmful chemical-based ingredients hidden in their sunscreens by fraudulently passing them off as safe mineral-based ingredients, aloe vera has also been targeted. In Collagen vs. R.